This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by HVAC Trustbooks. Go to HVACTrustbooks.com to discover how this tool can help you close more sales. Thank you for joining us. Here's how we will help your business and you today. Many contractors believe and accept that the first quarter is a loss. Then they spend the rest of the year scurrying around to make up for that loss. If the summer is not hot, then guess what? The year is a total loss. But what, you know, imagine if you didn't lose money in the first quarter, or at least broke even in the first quarter. That would actually make a great start to your year and your journey towards your goals. Over the next two podcasts, I'm going to give you seven activities you can do to help your first quarter break even, or believe it or not, show a profit. I've been using these ideas and processes with contractors for many years, and a lot of them, in fact, most of them, at least break even in the first quarter. I need to tell you this, though. Your maintenance agreements are absolutely critical to making this work. They're the most likely people who will pay attention to your marketing messages at this time of year. They trust your company. You've helped them, you know, they have lower utility bills. They're more comfortable in their homes. If something goes wrong, they know who they can trust and they know who they can call, and you get out there and you do it and you take care of their issues, and there is trust between you and them. And the reason that the maintenance agreement customers are so important is that they're the only ones who are likely to pay attention to marketing messages in the first quarter. Nobody else is really doing it since there's not a need for your services. It's not hot and it may be cold, but by the time February or March hits, guess what? Most everything that's broken will have broken for the year. And, you know, they may be looking online, and we'll talk about that in the second podcast about, you know, whether you should be doing SEO or not. But the reality is to make this actually work for you, you need your list of maintenance agreement clients. And obviously, the more maintenance agreement clients you have, the better opportunities you have to break even or do really well in the first quarter. Those of you who just have 100 or 200 maintenance agreements, guess what? I'd still do this anyway. You'll get some revenues. I find, though, that if you have at least 1,000 maintenance plans in place is where the break-even, on first quarter actually comes to pass. It's really the point at which you can truly have a break-even first quarter. But then again, you've got to take care of your maintenance clients, and you've got to make sure that you're talking to them at other times when you don't necessarily want anything, okay? Not only the two times a year you go out there, but you're giving them valuable information that they can use to make them more comfortable in their homes. So maintenance retention is incredibly important in order to make this particular three-month sequence actually work. Okay, so in this first podcast, I'm going to give you three of the seven ways to help your first quarter be profitable or at least break even. So let's get started. The first way is to call your maintenance clients who've not renewed their maintenance plans, and obviously they didn't have a heating check. So here's what you want to do is, I say call. I mean, somebody's got to pick up the phone and somebody's got to call them. And if you're not comfortable doing that, find somebody in your office who is, or potentially just hire that person who just is really, really good at talking to people on the phone and really, really good at customer service. So for all intents and purposes, you want to call your maintenance clients who've not renewed their maintenance plans and didn't have a heating check. Give them a reason to get it done. One of the things that I really like doing here is that for all is what I call a 3-for-2 plan, i.e. Mrs. Jones, if you have your heating maintenance done, even in January, remember the manufacturers say that it can be done at any time of the year. It doesn't have to be done before heating season. And it's been through the season. It might want to take a good look at it because it's been in use. And if you get your heating check done and renew your maintenance program at that time, we'll give you 3 for the price of 2, i.e. we'll give you this heating check, we'll give you a cooling check, and we'll get you another heating check before you have to renew it. Now, be very careful here, because you've got to make sure that your maintenance agreement pricing is such that you can at least break even on doing this. And that becomes very important. If your maintenance agreement price is too low, this is something that's going to really lose you money. And the more you have these, the more money you're actually going to be losing. which is not exactly what we want to have happen. So number one is to make sure your maintenance pricing for your maintenance plans is okay and that you are generating at least a small profit on maintenance to be able to make this a reality. Then what you want to do is, for all intents and purposes, assume the sale. You know, Mrs. Jones, this is Ruth with ABC Heating and Air. We're concerned. Are you okay? And usually why are you asking it? Well, you know, we haven't done a maintenance check for you this year and your maintenance plan is up for renewal. Be happy to schedule that for you so you can continue to save money on your utility bills. And it really needs to be showing concern. It needs to be showing care. It needs to be showing things that you are paying attention to them and want them as customers and want them as clients. So that becomes very, very critical. And I would go back a year, 2 years, maybe even 3 years of people who had maintenance in the past, had maintenance plans in the past, and canceled for whatever reason. Now, you may find new homeowners. And guess what? If you find a new homeowner, you're the one who's perfect for taking care of that equipment simply because you've been taking care of it in the past. And as a result, they should is probably not the right word, but they're more likely to trust you and more likely to be in a situation, since you know the equipment, you know the home, or you know the office, then they're more than likely to say, okay, come back and do one, especially if they haven't had one in a while. The other thing that you want to make sure you understand is that a lot of the people just flat out forgot. Oh yeah, I meant to do that. Oh, thank you for reminding me. I can't tell you how many times I hear that. It's just, you know, they get busy, life goes on. It's not important to them because their equipment is working incredibly well because you've done a phenomenal job making sure that it works. And so they don't think about it. And oh yeah, I'm going to renew it. And then time passes and they just forget and you don't follow up. That's, you know, on you. I promise you, if you call your former maintenance agreement clients who have not renewed, some of them have just forgotten. Some of them are not going to want to do it. But the majority of them will do it if you give them a reason to come back. And that's the 3-for-2 thing that you want to do. Okay? So call your maintenance clients who've not renewed their maintenance plans and didn't have a heating check this year. 3-for-2 plan. When we get back from the break, I'll give you 2 more of the 7 things to do during the first 3 months to make sure that you at least break even or even make a profit during the first quarter of the year. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. I've seen my clients' salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to hvactrustbooks.com now and reserve your area.
Don't let this happen to you. Here's a transcript of an email sent to Ruth King. Dear Ruth, I wish I had this book 2 years ago. I discovered my bookkeeper had embezzled over $200,000 from the company. I used to be debt-free. Now I have a mortgage and payments on other debt I incurred to relieve the cash flow crunch caused by the embezzlement. Don't let this sad situation be your story too. An epidemic of workplace thievery and embezzlement harms today's business world, our economy, and ultimately your income and net worth. Discover the top 50 ways employees and vendors steal from you in Ruth King's new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash. Ruth also gives you the procedures to implement to help prevent embezzlement and keep the honest people honest. Find The Ugly Truth About Cash on Amazon or go to www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com to order an autographed copy of Ruth's book. Get the information you need to protect your hard-earned cash and assets. That's thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
We're back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. In this podcast, we're talking about three of the seven activities you can do in the first 3 months of the year so that you at least break even and maybe even eke out a small profit in the supposedly the three worst months of the year. Before the break, we talked about calling your maintenance clients who've not renewed their maintenance plans and didn't have a heating check. We talked about the 3-for-2 plan. All right. Now, number two is very similar to this, but you may want to send a postcard to this. I mean, you can actually send a postcard to your maintenance clients, but quite frankly, they deserve better simply because they've trusted you in the past and you had a trust relationship with them. A telephone call will not kill you. It just won't. So those are the types of things that I would do with your maintenance clients. Now, customers, on the other hand, are people who had maintenance done in the past and just haven't had it done in this past heating season. And these are people who've been on your list perhaps, you know, for many, many years, but they've never enrolled in a maintenance plan. So these people you can probably send a postcard to and, you know, give them a reason or send them a letter or whatever, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, but you will still have to follow up by phone. It's not an option not to at least make a phone call after you send a letter or after you send a postcard. It's the second thing that you want to do to make sure that they got it, number one, to set up the appointment, number two, and essentially enroll them as maintenance agreement clients. So the second thing is to call your customers who've had maintenance checks in the past and who are not on a maintenance plan and give them a reason to have a heating check and to join the maintenance program. Again, it's your 3-for-2 letter or your 3-for-2 postcards. It's for all intents and purposes, you know, have your heating check this season and give them all the reasons for a heating check and enroll in our maintenance program and we'll give you 3 for the price of 2. Again, make sure your pricing is such that you can do this. And number three is I want you to make a list of all of your maintenance clients and customers whose systems are 10 years old or older. And you're going to tell me, well, I don't know. You've got to start tracking all of this information. All of our computer systems now and all of our software programs are allowing you now to put model and serial numbers in, and you should be able to track it and find out which systems are older systems. These are the people you want to target as potential replacement systems. Now, if you're in the South, 10 years might not be enough for heating, but again, it might be, because a lot of us don't use our furnaces very often. Up north, 10 years, sure, you're using your furnaces more than you're using your air conditioners in many situations. So I want you to make your list of all of your maintenance clients and customers whose systems are 10 years old or older. If you don't have a clue, a lot of you I know have old folders where you put in folders back in the day before everything was online, where you had the customer and the job that you did and the date that you did it and da 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 da. So some of you might be climbing through attics to find systems that were installed 10 years ago or later. I mean, earlier than 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 12 years ago. I would stop around, I do it between 10 and 20 years, because after 20 years, you know, we're almost quote unquote on the next generation. And by 20 years, more than likely somebody has replaced their system, but you never know, couldn't hurt. All right. So what I want you to do is have a furnace sale. And you're going to go, what in the world is a furnace sale? All right. So what you'll do is you'll say, you know, 5 reasons to replace your old furnace now or old furnace today or whatever else it is. And in this letter, you're going to give them the reasons that they should do it. Many manufacturers start doing 0% interest very early in the seasons now. They've learned that more and more people are purchasing, not necessarily right before heating season or right before cooling season. So it might be you can get 0% interest or 12 months same as cash or any number of other financing things that goes on. There might be some rebates that you can get, especially harder during earlier times like February, but some manufacturers will actually do rebates earlier. You might be in a situation where, and this is what I love to do, and this is why maintenance is so important, is for every year that somebody owns a maintenance plan, you give them $50 towards the purchase of their new system. So if somebody's owned a maintenance plan from you for 10 years, they get $500 towards the purchase of a new system. Tell me if your competitors are doing that. Probably not. So what I want you to do is think about this is look at it from a perspective of how long have you had your maintenance clients. And if you've had your maintenance clients for 5 years or 10 years or 12 years or however many years it is, $50 towards the replacement of a system for X number of years gives them a very nice chunk of dollars off the purchase of a new system. And again, this needs to be high efficiency equipment. It needs to be something that's not your typical 13 SEER piece of equipment or, you know, your cheapest furnace that you can have. You want somebody that, where they're purchasing high efficiency equipment. And you can also include a new maintenance plan for a year. I mean, there's lots of things that you can do to make it the five reasons that you want to do this now. And the letter will have an expiration date, of course. And generally, the expiration date is right before it starts getting busy. So it might be the end of March, March 31st. You just want to get work in slower times of the year. So these are all the things that, you know, reasons that you might want to install a new system at this particular point. Okay, so here are the top three. Number one, you've got to have your maintenance agreement clients. And you've got to know who they are. You've got to know how long they've owned your maintenance program in order for these things to work. So number one project for you to do is to call your maintenance clients who have not renewed their maintenance plans and didn't have a heating check, giving them a reason to get it done. That's your three for two. And if you don't want to do it, find somebody in your organization who does, or find somebody who's great with customer service and inside sales and get them to get it done. Number two is probably send a postcard. You know, we're calling our maintenance clients, but we can send a postcard to customers who've had maintenance checks in the past who are not on the maintenance plan and were never on the maintenance plan, and give them a reason to have a heating check and to join the maintenance plan. Again, generally, this is the three for two letter. And number three is to make a list of all of your maintenance clients and customers whose systems are 10 years old or older. Have a furnace sale. All right, send them a letter with five reasons to purchase now, to get rid of your old system now. And quite frankly, as you do this from year to year, people will begin to expect that they can get the great deals on systems at this time of year and will begin to wait until the sale if their system is not broken. Don't be surprised if you get things, well, you've been doing this for, I know you're going to do it again next spring, or I know you're going to do it again next fall. I think I'll just wait till the next special. And if their system is, you know, still operating and it's not broken, they can. And a lot of people actually start doing that. All right. So next time when we get together, I'll give you four more activities to do in slower times of the year. Thank you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money too. For comments or questions, or if you would like a brochure of our classes, books, and manuals, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.